Video 28. Story elements. In story elements, when you're writing a story, you need to have a beginning, a middle, and an end. That means you have to, it's like an essay. You have to have your introduction, you have to have your reasons, and you have to have your conclusion. It's the same thing with story elements. Story elements, you need to have your beginning of who's in the story, where it's happening, and then you also need to have the problem and the solution and the ending to the story. So those are story elements. Story elements, all stories have a beginning, problem, and a solution. If the story does not have this, have these elements, it is not a complete story. A story element needs a beginning, action or a body, and an ending to it. Story elements have beginnings, who and what is the story is about, the setting, where is it taking place, the action or body, what is happening, the actions in the story, the ending, solution to the problem, and what happened at the end. Was it a happy ending or a sad ending? Let's read this. The lion and the mouse. A lion lay asleep in the forest. His great head rested on his paws. A timid little mouse came upon him, unexpectedly and in her fright and haste to get away, ran across the lion's nose. Roused from his nap, the lion laid his huge paw angrily on the tiny creature to kill her. "Spare me," begged the poor mouse. "Please let me go, and someday I will surely repay you." The lion was much amused to think that a mouse could ever help him. But he was generous and finally let the mouse go. Some days later, while stalking his prey in the forest, the lion was caught in the toils of a hunter's net. Unable to free himself, he filled the forest with his angry roaring. The mouse knew the voice and quickly found the lion struggling in the net. Running to one of the great ropes that bound him, she gnawed it until it parted, and soon the lion was free. "You laughed when I said I would repay you," said the mouse. "Now you see that even a mouse can help a lion." The lesson of this story is a kindness is never wasted. So if you're kind to people, they will be kind back. All right. In this next lesson, the beginning, Jenny loved going to the mall with her mother. She liked looking in the windows of the stores and watching the people. There was always something exciting happening there. Sometimes there were bands that played, or sometimes there were special displays of the plants and flowers. One Saturday, at the mall, Jenny had stopped to watch the magician performing a magic trick. When she looked up, her mother was not there. In the crowded mall, Jenny was lost. What is missing from this story? What can be missing from this story? Remember, the story has to have a beginning, middle, and end. If we look back to the lion and the mouse, it had a beginning where the lion was sleeping and the mouse scurried away and the lion let him go. And then later on, the lion got in trouble, but the mouse came and helped him at the end, and he was let go free. So it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. It has a beginning, the problem, the solution, and an ending. So let's see this one. This has a beginning, but is there an ending to it? We have a beginning where she's having so much fun with her mother, but then she got lost. So what happens next? What is missing? What's missing is the ending. The ending is missing. So, if we put the ending in the police officer at the mall, Jenny drank the juice that Officer Banks had given her. She was tired and ready to go home, but she was also glad that she had helped find the robber of the shoe store. Suddenly, her mother rushed into the office. Jenny was found. Now, something is wrong here, because in this one here, they never mentioned a robber. So they do have the beginning, and they do have an ending, because she was found, but what's wrong here is she had helped find the robber. Did they mention anything of the robber? So that is what is missing. We have a beginning and an ending, but we don't have a problem. And the problem is that she helped find a robber that was stealing shoes. So what I need you to do is tell me the part how she found the robber that stole the shoes. She helped the police. So you need to write a middle. The middle. The problem. Continue. She got lost, but there was another problem. And the other problem you need to write here. And it's about the robber. So that you're going to have to write. Story elements lesson. Again, we have a beginning. Lance walked quickly through the gate and in the alley. He went to the small pen he had built near the trash dumpster. The little puppy was curled up asleep on a blanket. Lance pulled out a water bottle and filled the water bowl. He reached in his pocket for the puppy food he had gotten from his friend Ben. He put the food in the bowl. The puppy woke. Puppy woke up and wagged its tail. Lance knew his parents would never let him keep this stray puppy. His father always sneezed around dogs, but Lance loved his silly little puppy with its bright eyes and playful ways. Lance didn't know what he was going to do. Now here's the ending. Sunday afternoon, Lance rang the doorbell at his aunt's house. He could hardly wait to play with Bright Eyes. When his aunt opened the door, Bright Eyes pounced around behind her. His aunt laughed. "Come in, Lance," she said. "Every dog deserves a little boy to play with," she said, smiling steps. Now, we have here a beginning and an ending, but what happened in between this? I want you to write about it. What happened with that little puppy that wound up being with his aunt? What happened in between? You need to write that.